Hey, Wig.
Hey, Wiggly girl.
You ready to get this thing going?
Let's get it popping.
Category is lace the cleats,
strap on the gloves.
Yes.
All right.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine, you.
What's up, Boo Kitty?
Hey, girl, how you doing? How you been?
Oh, my God. How's your week going?
I mean, other than me being, like, slightly sore, not too bad. Yours?
So, I'm good. And I think that I'm thankful for Gable because I'm not as sore.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something like for Thanksgiving, like you're thankful for Jesus, you're thankful for your family.
No, girl. Yeah, I'm not that sore, but I know that
you love a good
Whatever. I'm luckily I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just excited. Excited to be out there again. It was
how was
so
it with
much...
your team first weekend?
It was cute.
There she goes with the it was cute. Continue.
We have a lot to learn.
I was gonna say there's some things that I want to talk about with your team, but not yet. So don't give away the big surprise.
Okay.
Yes, because it was a shock, ladies and gentlemen.
People were buzzing around Blarney Stone, so I'm it was like I got my little hive, girl.
Girl, you got your head so high up in the sky. I can't even.
How did your team do?
I mean, it was cute to have like our first. We only had 9 people out of 14, 4 of which were new. I think like 2 or 3 which had never played football before. But we did well. It was cute.
You got the
it was
facts,
fun.
Honey.
The facts are facts.
Facts are facts.
Amen.
Facts
to that.
Are facts.
But yeah, it was cute. It was fun. It was nice being back out there after. What was it? Spring? Was that the last time? Yeah, spring ball. It's been a minute.
Did you see any teams that like caught your eye?
I mean, there were
I'm talking about on the field.
Like looks or just like?
I'm talking about playing wise, who caught your eye. There were a lot of teams that went 2-0.
There were a lot of teams, surprisingly, that went 2-0. I don't know. I mean, I feel like it may be too early. And the fact that we were only on we only got to play on that one field at Wall. So I didn't necessarily get to see everybody play. So I might have to hold off on the teams that caught my eye. But I did see a lot of cute stuff this past weekend, I should say.
I did as well. I was on both fields.
Oh, y'all went to the other fields too? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we did.
Cute.
So we took a little...
How are those other fields looking? Are they looking ratchet as hell?
Yes,
they cut the grass yet?
They did, girl. They did.
Lord have mercy.
It wasn't that bad. It's just hard to play on the
baseball field.
Yes. So, and I don't know. I'll just wash a lot better. But anyways, let's get into the meat and potatoes after this break and we'll get into the highlights.
Yes, come through highlights.
Uh-huh. We got a highlight reel.
Recaps. But what had happened was...
Let's do it. Talk about who went 2-0, who went 0-2. So
yes,
let's,
queen.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
All right.
Girl, do you know what month hibernation ends in?
A hibernation? What is you, a bear now?
October. That means my Bruins are coming back.
Oh, hockey season. Loves.
Right around the corner, and I know a way that you can go for free.
How?
Volunteering through the Flag Football League.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
We're going to be selling 50-50 raffle tickets at the Bruins home opener. All the proceeds are going to go to Special Olympics, and there's 3 dates that you need to know if you want to be a part of it. You ready?
When?
October 8th at 11:30, October 11th at 5:30, and October 13th at 5:30.
Oh my God, that's cute.
Yep.
So you get to go to the Bruins game for free and you're contributing. Awesome.
Yep, 2 birds, 1 stone. If you want to contribute and see the Bruins for free, be sure to email billy@flagflagfootball.com.
I can't wait. I'll probably see y'all there.
See ya.
All right, we're back with the weekend recap slash what had happened was. All right. Let's talk about the American National Conferences.
Let's get into this recap, boo. All right. Yes. Here's what I got. 3 went 2-0 in the American. 3 teams went 2-0. four teams went 0-2, and then the rest 1-1.
Yes, 1-1.
Okay. But I tell you, in my predictions last week, I told you this Rob DiAgostino, Jason Muth team is going to be something to mess with. And
okay.
They went 2-0, and they look good on the field too, girl.
Yeah, but who'd they beat? They beat Lolly's yellow team by 1 point. I mean, 1 point.
Oh, really? Well, they...
Yeah, girl.
And then they beat us, which was not a great showing.
I'm not gonna get into it yet. But, I mean, Lolly must have taken that loss hard because they went 0-2 this weekend. And when I saw him at Barney Stone, girl, he was drinking straight up whiskey. No rocks. Just sipping on the whiskey, honey. So she must have been drinking her sorrows away, baby. Hashtag real talk, girl.
Oh my gosh. So Lolly was getting turned after she after she lost. She went, well,
yeah, girl.
Let's talk about quickly. The Barney was popping.
It was popping.
I love week one. Everyone's so excited. Everyone's kicking. Anyways, back to the fields. So red and royal camo, the first ladies, Jeremy Mawson, Mark Smith. I guess I heard that Jeremy picked off Brian Burns.
I heard it too. Yeah, and Brian Burns.
Tried to lateral it to Connor Tracy.
And got the pick.
But lateraled it to the other team.
Ain't that a fool?
What?
Ain't that girl? She thought she was on the NFL trying to be Brady or Edelman or something, girl. Not yet, honey.
That sounds like the craziest play to me. But they barely...
I wish I could have seen it.
You know, Jeremy is a great quarterback, but they barely won both of those games. So
I know. They barely beat Vaccaro's team.
I'm guessing a win's a win, though.
And they beat, like, Artolino's team of newbies by only 2 points. So, I mean, that's, like, kind of questionable.
They barely did it.
Let's talk about Lopes' poop brown team.
Lopes' poop brown team. We didn't play them.
I was about to say,
We were sitting on the sidelines watching them. Uh-huh. You know, Lopes, she comes with the damn speaker and everything.
Her boom box.
That
boom box goes everywhere with
My sis, Matt Swingler, she played like a beast.
I remember seeing her twirling when she caught that touchdown. Twirling like she was in some music video, girl.
A ballerina. And they got Chico. I saw him out there. Little piss ant on that team.
Oh, piss ant. Oh, Lord. Well, yeah, but they only beat Lacerdo's team by 5 points, which is like, how do you even get 5 points? I don't understand how that works.
I guess, I don't know. I was looking at the score
and I was like, maybe Wiglet knows how to explain that because I did not get it, girl.
Is it still, are you sure it's five? There's no
yeah,
way.
Yeah, girl, they won by 5 points.
Oh, they
There's
won
two teams.
By 5 points.
Yeah, girl, they won by 5 points. But I also heard that Lopes scored out of he's been playing for 10 years now and finally scored his first touchdown.
Oh, and that's cute.
Right? Congratulations. But the kicker is that apparently he did it. And when it happened, he got like his shorts pulled down and homegirl was wearing some colored striped thong with his D out and his coochie crack showing for days, girl.
Oh my. Put that on the highlight reel.
Brown, a highlight reel. Too much brown for one day.
So I do want to bring up something though. This Josh Talisca's team, Kate, whatever it is, the one that you thought was
they an American or national? I know.
They're an American, right? Yeah. And they went 0-2.
I know, but again, it is like
it's week one.
Some bomb throws.
Yeah.
Because I was watching them the game before ours. He had some cute throws.
National.
Okay. Five teams went 2-0. Five of the teams went 2-0. That's nuts.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that conference is going to be the harder one. We predicted.
I highly doubt it, girl.
I don't know.
I highly doubt it. I mean, the people they were playing. Anyway, Belaski's silver team, they apparently stomped all over gold, girl. Badgley and his QB/roommate. Remember last season?
When he tried to pull a quick one on the whole league.
Tried to play us, girl.
Tried to pull a quick one, telling about he's about a mid, like a fourth to fifth round draft pick. Meanwhile, he gets some like first, and we're like, okay, this ain't right.
and still lost.
Yeah.
But they also beat Talisca's team, which is sad. I'm still rooting for y'all, Talisca Maroon.
Talisca Maroon.
Sheathan. You remember Sheathan? Texas Orange. Girl, she came up to me and she was like, yes, my Grindr profile stock went up, honey, after the last episode.
She said she's honored anytime her name comes out of my mouth. So
okay, well, that'll be the last time.
So, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they beat Purple in a shutout, girl.
Really?
Yeah, the only shutout of the weekend. But they also didn't have a QB, the Purple team. They were playing with Kyle Sear,
Kyle, but he did win their second game.
Congratulations, Kyle. I'm so proud of you. You look so handsome in your Barney the Dinosaur purple. You beautiful creature, you.
He did. I heard he rushed for one touchdown, but he did throw three INTs. Their defense scored the other TD. It was a pick six from David Jacobs, who is Steve Jacobs' brother and apparently has two grandkids.
Two grandkids. So we were right about the grandfather.
Yeah. Right?
We weren't too far off. Okay, what about O'Brien's light blue?
When I got feedback from him, O'Brien said his color brings out his eyes. So
okay. Well, it was his eyes and his fire red hair.
I did hear Miss Becky's caught two diving catches.
Girl, beast.
I didn't
beast
see it.
Mode cowboy.
Don't you just love the girls in our league? I do.
We're gonna talk about I'm gonna talk about them a little later.
Okay.
They also beat both of our top three teams. One of our top three teams, Jamie. Remember Jamie's teal? We said they were one of our top three teams. They got spanked.
Yeah. Well, Jamie said that they were figuring things out. So
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I guess we're
tis the season,
right? I know that's right. This Kiki team. What did you hear about them?
Wait, who is the Kiki team?
This Kiki, do you line me? Kyle and Tarzan. I mean, I know it's an eye roll, but go ahead.
A cute eye roll. I mean, so they beat us, barely squeaked by. But surprise, surprise, Condon's cheating ass. The last few seconds of the game.
She already barking.
Girl, already barking. I'm running down the field, about to score a touchdown. I'm in the 5-yard line. Again, last seconds of the game. This boy holds me like we're at a damn ninth grade dance. And then game's over. At the end of the game, he's like, oh, yeah, I had to hold on to him because I knew I wasn't going to get him. Yeah, you knew you wasn't going to get me, fool. I'll see you again.
There was a lot of cheating this week. Bobby Gillenwater in one of our games jumped across the line. Total flag guard. They didn't call it. We were complaining to the refs, and Bobby's sitting over there laughing because he knew he did it.
That's a damn shame.
At the Barney. I mean, okay, so we did – should we wait for the ref? No, let's go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes.
No, wait. Let's get to the refs after we get to the after we talk about these last two teams.
Okay,
I got some issues to say about them too. Well, but Casey was also really good on that team. She got a
on the Kiki.
The ball bounced out of a player's hands and she caught it. It was like slow mo right into the ball right into her hands, girl. And that they beat us by 6 points. And I did notice that they trying to steal your stay woke line.
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh. Y'all need to back it up. That was last
Yeah, back
ball.
Up. How about wake up?
Yeah, wake up.
Stay woke.
Yeah, like stop trying to take my line. Speaking of, damn, Benoit had on our championship shirt and
I saw
under
that. I
his
like,
jersey when we played him. I was like,
she was wearing like an orange tank
penny.
Top, right?
Yeah.
Girl.
Like against the team that she, but I was like, is she trying to play these mind games?
She was trying to get in y'all's head, girl. She must have done it because they won by what?
A lot. A lot.
But what are they called? The Kiki? Do you like me? Okay, they also whooped up on white, but apparently a lot of teams whooped up on white. Let's move on to Salvoni and dump the ball, Walsh.
They went
Coral
2-0, and you know Tom Salvoni's just over there. I mean, it hurts my ears.
Good for him, though. I'm so happy for him.
I am. I saw some. She's just always yelling.
I saw some pics of her with the ball, so she must have got some ball action. Okay, the tea on that game.
Tell me.
Our girl Coco, you know, one of the Russian queens.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take credit for this. She got two TDs, a two-point conversion on top of her sack. Yes, honey.
Coco!
A wide receiver, girl. Wow. Get at it, girl. Get it, get it, get it. Uh-huh.
Congratulations, oh, honey.
So, Coco apparently bitch slapped our current commish. I'm not sure how it happened, when it happened, but I heard Kamish got bitch slapped. I'm not sure if
on
he's
the field
charges on the field, girl.
Was there a penalty, a flag? Did he get thrown out of the
game? Who knows, honey? All I know is that it was the bitch slap almost heard around the world.
So speaking of bitch slap heard around the world, like speaking of flags, these refs this weekend.
Oh my God, fix all of it, Jesus.
I mean, I get we're all rusty on the field, but
It
was raining flags.
Girl. And then when it wasn't raining flags, you know how, like, I thought it was supposed to be, like, where you reach for the ball, where the ball is, where the play ends.
Not, apparently, there's a new rule that we need to discuss because...
apparently, the new rule is the play is, like, 10 feet back where you caught the ball.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, the spotting.
Not gonna name names, but.
But we can work on the spotting refs. I get it. They were rusty. Let's not hate on them too much. They're out there volunteering. But y'all gotta come on with it. There's also this new rule, apparently, that the chains need to be like a mile back from the line. And they don't want you. It's kind of like in Denver and Gable. In tournament play, they don't want you within like.
All up on the line.
All up on the line. And it was some are a little bit more strict about it than others. But this new one, I think his name is Fun Shui Ho Shet.
Don't you do it. No name.
Something. He wants you about 10 yards back. So you
were. Was that the first game you was
playing?
Yeah.
So it's pretty much like where your water and your stuff is that you, your cleats and your shoes.
They want you on the side.
They want you
along the gate.
They want you all the way up on the heel holding.
By the cars.
Yeah, by the cars. That they want you that far back. So just so y'all know, stay back off the line because they're going to get you.
Stay back and get bit.
Lord Jesus. So yeah, it was a cute week.
All in all, it's looking like a pretty competitive season. I mean, it should be fun.
I know. It should be. Do you have any more highlights?
No, that's all I got. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back with fourth and goal.
Fourth and goal. Sounds good.
All right. Okay, let's give a big shout out to the photographer du jour, Mr. Patrick Lentz.
Patrick Lentz, thank you so much for all you do for the league. Guys, if you need a new profile pic.
Or you want to just get some like actual professional headshots done, he is
the man
to see.
To go. PatrickLentz.com, Flickr.com/BioLentz. I'm sure he's on Instagram, Facebook, Flickr.com/FlagFlagFootball.
He's out there every weekend taking pictures of the league. He took the picture for our cover photo for this podcast. Patrick, we can't thank you enough for everything that you've done. And if you're looking for some photos or a new profile pic,
give him a call. One call, that's all. All right, we're back with fourth and goal.
Fourth and goal. Let's get to it, baby.
All right, team names, your top three and bottom three.
Well, I mean, TBH, like, you know how they announced him at Blarney Stone? I was in the handicap bathroom taking a good old dump, girl.
Well, okay, also, can we talk about how Ken is stealing the previous commissioner's, like, way to get your attention with... How's everybody doing?
Everybody having a good time.
Yeah, everybody having a good time. but I think that Ken needs to get something original.
Okay, well, maybe we should give her some tips. Like what? Give her one.
Listen up, hoes.
Okay, Ken Westerman, that's the way you got to start.
Listen up, hoes. Or, like, if you can hear the sound of my voice, clap once and everybody claps. If you can hear the sound of my voice, clap twice.
Very camp-like.
You know, I love a camp girl. Okay.
Let's talk about these names, girl. Anything catch your eye, catch your ear?
I think that Power Autumn is super cute.
Okay, it took me a second to get it. I felt like it was a little bit of a stretch, but I definitely chuckled once I did.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Shout out to Shania.
I think that is hilarious. I guess the Kiki, do you line me is cute.
Hey, it's cute. Uh-huh, it's cute. They need to have some kind of dance, a shuffle to it, two-step.
Yeah. Donna Yellow Versace.
That one. Wiglet, that one I literally died for when I read it.
I am just seeing that.
Donna Yellow Versace is definitely one of my top. I'm really sad that Kelly Green initially wanted to do Helen Kelly.
Oh, and they turned it down?
And they turned it down, which was right.
Why?
Well, they said they were also going to come out with a blank poster board, girl. That was going to be the thing on the sideline, a blank poster board, like it was Braille.
Oh, that is so good. I don't think that's bad at all.
I totally agree. Also, I don't get the orange team's name.
Okay, so from what I understand, it has to go with like the Orange County Choppers, that like TV show about those motorcycles or something.
Don't get it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I definitely laughed when I heard red their period.
Yeah, but kind of.
That was cute.
Yeah, okay. Make America Gold Again. How many teams are we going to have with that slogan?
Yawn. Yawn, yawn, yawn.
How many teams?
Yawn. I thought Take a Big Whiff was a cute one. Although I preferred the one that Lopes was going to do for Brown. That was supposed to be the chocolate chip pan cakes.
Oh, that's good.
Right. But he said they didn't vote for it. Okay. Explain to me God Save the Queen.
Okay.
Like,
so
what the hell is that? Because y'all explain, please. Child.
So I'm guessing like this is what the explanation that I got when I had to ask about it.
Okay. Something... If you have to ask about it, that's saying something, but continue.
Something about we were going more off royal as opposed to blue, and Britain's song, Great Britain or England or the UK or one of them.
Yeah, they're like song national anthem. God
Save the Queens. We're a bunch of queens playing this
game. So y'all are trying to be cultural.
Yeah.
Y'all trying to be cultured folks. Okay.
Advanced rail geography, boo.
Okay, not advanced. You are some kind of Polish.
Who's your game ball going to this week,
wait,
girl?
Wait. Nabbing another victory, Yas Queens for Navy. Like, when were they ever victorious to begin with?
Well, yeah, that was kind of big-headed of them. But that,
I mean,
that's kind of making assumptions, like you're going to be winning all season, and who knows.
So what, you trying to say something about your fuchsia champions?
Yeah, I'm talking about what?
Because that's our name, your fuchsia champions, baby boo.
I'm talking about that Navy Queens girl.
Yeah, I know, but we are also trying to say we coming for the gold.
Yeah, okay, we'll see, baby.
We'll see. Okay, continue. Now, you want to do what now?
Give me a game ball this week. So let's tell people about game ball. We're just going to give out a game ball each week, either to a player, a team, a ref, a volunteer, a spectator, a bartender at the Blarney Stone. It don't matter. Someone's getting a game ball every week.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Cause, okay, so my game ball of the week, I've got two of them. Okay. First, I'd like to shout out all the ladies in the league. Apparently, we've got 11 of them, which is like the most we've ever had.
Yes.
And they are straight up beast mode cowgirl in it. We got Haley Driscoll, Kathy Zukowski, Jill Priscoll, Beck Alice, Casey Horgan, Kat McGlynn, Erica Robichaud, Jackie.
It's Kate McGlynn.
Kate McGlynn. Okay.
Jackie. I know Jackie.
Uh-huh. Catherine Myers, Katie Andrika, and Ashley Condon. Toot toot, Hong Kong.
Yes,
way to go, ladies.
Yes.
Way to represent and step it up on the fields. I'd also like to give my game
ball.
I have to give this one out.
Okay.
This game ball is going out to that new fine ass bartender at Blondie Stone. Did you see him, girl?
No.
Girl, he is some kind of delicious. He was on the long side of the bar.
I didn't see him at all, girl.
Girl, body, oddy, 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 oddy for days.
Oh, my God. Well,
all right. You know, who are yours?
Okay, I'm giving one game ball this week, and it's going to a group of people. It's going to all the rookies out there. I think they all came. They listened. From what it sounds like, to their captains, they were all eager to learn. It looked like they had fun. I had a couple on my team that were just all smiles the whole time. We're wanting to learn, eager, And I think that they all had a great time. So it was fun. My game ball goes for the week goes to all the rookies for climbing over that wall, as I spoke of. Remember?
Wall climbers.
Yes. And remember
good
last
job.
Weekend?
I get it. Uh-huh. I get the connection.
And they came out there, and it's nerve. It had to have been nerve wracking. I remember
I
my
totally
first.
Agree.
So, anyways, my game ball is going to the rookies. Congratulations, rookies. It's over. It's smooth sailing from here. Great job.
Good job, rookie.
Any super fab bowl predictions? Okay. Is it too early?
Well, okay. So I feel like we should do this week and then next week. And once we do next week, we got to lock down our top three teams. And that's going to be that.
Top three in each division?
In each division, right.
Okay. I don't really have any predictions
okay,
yet.
Okay. Well, then I'll just do them both.
Okay.
I'm going to go with clearly me. Yo Fuchsia champions in the American Conference with the first ladies and the Pooh Brown take a big whiff. I think the three of us are going to be pretty dangerous.
Can you say that again, please?
A big whiff?
Yep, or so I can write it down.
Okay, Yo Fuchsia champions.
Got it.
The first ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And the take a big whiff of that donkey doo-doo.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And in national, I'm thinking the Choral Pleasure, which we also didn't mention that name. I thought that was cute. The Choral Pleasure.
That is cute, actually.
Randy Blue's Rejects, which I don't get.
It's a you know Randy Blue, that porn site girl.
Oh my word, that's a porn site.
Yeah.
My Christian ears. I did not know that, girl. I was like, what
okay,
the hell
so
is
they're
that?
Gonna let Randy Blue's Rejects be one, but not Kelly Heller.
Helen Kelly.
Yeah, whatever. That's awful. Anyways.
I don't remember the name of the white camo team, but
winter
I'm
is coming.
Okay, winter is coming. I don't know how cold it's gonna get, but those are my three for American and national.
So because Royal has a new star quarterback.
Oh my god, I can't believe we almost didn't go over this.
Are just continue. Dropping us out of your top three?
Drop. Okay, I might have to have a top four for the national. And
tell
I'm
people what happened for those who might have missed Blarney Stone.
Okay, if you missed it, I'm sitting about 3 miles away across 7 football fields, and all of a sudden I hear, Wig! Wig! I look over, this fool Wiglet is behind the line, ball in his hand, throwing the ball for touchdowns. Wait, didn't you run a ball in the end zone too?
Yeah.
Oh, were you both. Just in a space where you don't even remember?
I do not remember. Because see, what had happened was our quarterback Bjorn like hurt his pinky or something. So Josh was like,
Bjorn.
Josh was like, okay, Caden, you gonna quarterback? And I was like, okay.
Did your heart get to racing, girl?
No, I was prepared because we had thrown a couple weeks ago.
Uh huh.
In case like. This needed, or you know, I don't know.
In case it was gonna happen.
In case
so
it was gonna happen.
Prepared.
So I was mentally prepared, and he kind of could see how I throw and put his trust in me, if you will.
Girl,
and
I was
anyways,
on the side screaming my lungs out, watching you make catch after catch after that, catch after catch, completion after completion.
The other team's captains, Muth and D'Agostino, even said that that was the best drive that we had all game. We marched the ball down the field. I threw about, I don't know how many yard pass to my girl, Haley Driscoll. She caught it, and then I ran the extra point in for a touchdown.
I ran
the ball for the extra point.
I literally died. I'm going to tip my hat to you,
thank
girl.
You. I mean, granted, the second game wasn't great. But you know what? I'm excited about it. It's something that I want to learn and get good at, and or hopefully get good at. But the second game, I threw I think three interceptions, but I will say, I mean, this isn't, two of them were tip balls.
Okay,
so when it's I'm not making excuses.
When it's a tip ball, it's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
I'll give you, got it to someone's hands. If it's in their hands, you need to catch it. I'm going to give it to you.
That person is our top wide receiver. And,
does it start with a J and with a Osh and a Koenig?
It sure does. Drop the ball. Hit him right in the nump. And then he had the audacity to tell me, yeah, that he wished he had a quarterback that hit him in the numbers. So,
no, he didn't.
No, he was just kidding.
That sounds like Brendan Al last season when I threw the ball at him about 70 yards into the end zone, bounced off his head, came back to the huddle and said, I need to throw it sooner.
Speaking of Brendan Al.
Oh, shit.
Did you see him at the Fields?
I didn't. No, I didn't. I don't think I did.
Yeah.
Oh shoot. That's right.
I didn't either, girl.
Oh, yeah. He was asleep. Uh-huh. Oh, maybe she needs that stay woke line.
Lord, I heard she was asleep and she ain't let nobody know.
All right. We'll see you next weekend, maybe, Brendan.
Yep. Week one starts next week.
All right. For him, at least. Yeah. Okay. Let's take a quick break and then we'll get back with Inside the Huddle.
Inside the Huddle. All right.
I. Girl, we just got back from Denver, and I don't know about you, but my G Harmony and Scruff were on fire. I mean, like, all day long, morning, noon, and night. I need to get a reality check/check to the up.
Where you gonna go, girl?
I think Fenway's the best spot, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes sense. They have two locations, one in Fenway, one in the South End. Primary care physicians, any kind of checkups you need for your prep or anything else.
If you need dental, if you need to just go get a regular checkup, whether it has nothing to do with being frisky, mm-hmm. that's your place to go. And our own Dan Kahn works there.
Oh, Dan Kahn does work there.
Sure does.
Well, you better get down to Fenway Health and get your checkup.
Go ahead and see your sponsor. Take care of yourself. Make your way to Fenway. All right, we back. Inside the Huddle.
Inside the Huddle. You know I'm calling plays now, girl, so I'm inside the huddle, baby.
Way inside, honey. Hi.
All right, okay. Questions from league participants, honey.
Tell me about them.
I don't know, but my email says zero inbox.
Z to the row, honey.
But people had a lot of feedback to offer about our podcast.
Mouths wide open. Y'all should do this.
Y'all should do that. You should do this. You should have this. You should do. But I've yet to get an email. So
thank you.
If you got some questions or any kind of feedback for us, wigandwiglet@gmail.com.
Say it again in case they didn't hear you, girl.
Wig in the letter, wiglet at gmail.com.
Okay, now get with it, folks. Go ahead, submit your questions so we can get in some.
Yeah, come on, give us something, y'all. All right, I said what I said.
I said what I said.
Okay, go ahead with your I said what I said.
I said what I said. My
I said what I said
for this week comes from a basketball player by the name of Kawhi Leonard. He mm-hmm. isn't really someone...
Is he cute?
Not really. He's not really someone I care for in the NBA community. But I saw this. He made this quote yesterday during Media Day. And it stood out to me. I saw it yesterday. And I was like, oh, I'm going to use that. So it is, if you look toward the future, you're going to trip over the present.
Oh.
So I thought that was cute. I am going to kind of try to remember that quote throughout the season. Because I know at least my team has got, we need to be focused on each game each week. And I think every team should just focus on each game each week. Don't look forward to the Super Fabulous Bowl because who knows who's going to make it that day.
I love that. You know, that was cute.
Yeah, just look forward to, be in the present, honey.
Be in the present. Oprah would like that too. Okay,
I said what I said.
Is by... another tennis player, Boris Becker. I love the winning. I can take the losing, but most of all, I love to play. I mean, the most important thing, we're all out here to win. But again, it's all about the love of the game and mm-hmm. being out there with one another, making moments happen, building a community, and enjoying the moments that we do have together, which also can be tied back into being present.
I love it.
Look at us go.
It's that ESP, girl.
Hella. ESPN, I thought it was.
No, I'm talking about that ESP where you can read folks' mind. Anyways, did you see anyone real turn at the Blarney this weekend? Just one more thing before we go.
I didn't because I left fairly early. I had my like two beverages and then I left. I was beat, tired, you know. You?
Yeah, I didn't really see anyone getting like too lit. I left in about mid-afternoon. So I don't know.
Like that's a lie and a half. Continue.
You can ask the people I rode with. I left in about mid to late afternoon.
How many drinks in is the question?
Look, I had a hard day last Saturday. All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all again for listening this week. We hope y'all liked it. We hope
thank you guys.
Thank y'all for all your feedback last week. But send us a damn email.
The weather, it's been a chilly week so far, but it's supposed to be like 73 and sunny, so
good
yay for that,
because I'm not ready to quarterback in the rain yet.
Make sure in the rain, girl, bye. Bring your sunblock, ladies. Okay, I think that's all we got for this week's episode.
All right, booze, we'll see y'all right. on the field. Have a great
till next time.
See you Saturday. And Wiglet,
we out.